Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to hop on board there. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it usually is fairly quick when we approve those things. We'll approve the contact request, and then after that point, it'll be easy for you to get in and talk to us via Skype, which usually sounds a lot better than does a typical phone line. So feel free to utilize whatever works best for you. There's a lot in the news. More big Bitcoin news. It was just last week, I think, that Microsoft came out with the announcement that they were going to begin accepting Bitcoin for payments for things like their Xbox system. Now, I've never used the Xbox, but I imagine it is very similar to Sony's system where you can, you know, buy games and things like that online and buy expansion packs. And I know that they offer old games, too, right? Like, you can go in and you can buy NES games or Genesis games, like games for systems that are fairly hard to find these days, but you can just download digital copies of these things. So it's my understanding that Microsoft is now on board for that. The story came out, yeah, it was about a week ago that they're now adding Bitcoin as a payment option for a variety of digital content across their online platforms. According to their payments information page, U.S.-based customers can now use Bitcoin to add money to their accounts, which can then be used to purchase content like apps, games, and videos from its Windows, Windows Phone, and Xbox platforms.
Seems like very, very, very big news.
That's huge news. The surprise announcement, which is the result of an integration between Georgia-based Bitcoin processor BitPay and adds yet another major tech player into the Bitcoin ecosystem, Microsoft boasts a market cap of more than $380 billion and an annual revenue in excess of $86 billion in 2014. Eric Lockhart, corporate vice president of the Universal Store at Microsoft, later addressed the news in a full blog post that sought to convey to a general audience why they believe the move could be part of a long-term strategy that finds it embracing digital currency. Quote, "The use of digital currency such as Bitcoin, while not yet mainstream, is growing beyond the early enthusiasts. We expect this growth to continue, and allowing people to use Bitcoin to purchase our products and services now allows us to be at the front edge of that trend." Which is very exciting. I mean,
I'm hoping to accept Bitcoin for my play that is next May.
Really?
Mostly just to generate excitement about the play itself, mostly as like a marketing ploy.
I think that is exciting. Now, I wonder in how many different theaters that has actually occurred. How many times have plays or the houses in which the play is being performed have been open to accepting Bitcoin?
Good question. I've never heard of it.
Right. Is it possible you could be the first?
Possibly.
That could generate extra headlines, right? Like, if you're the first theater troupe to accept Bitcoin for ticketing, you might be able to send out a press release or something to, you know, the folks over at Bitcoin Magazine.
I'm going to put it on Reddit. Yeah. In fact, I already put it on Reddit.
That you tried accepting Bitcoin?
That I wanted to, that I was going to do a play and that I wanted to. And I basically told the Reddit readers that they were now allowed to send me as much Bitcoin as they wanted to before the show, and all I got was sort of one castigation.
So you didn't get any Bitcoin.
It was, I just got this one guy said, okay, you know, give me some more. But I'm going to put up some pictures of some of my beautiful actors.
That'll make it more real.
Yeah.
I think that's great, and that's what Bitcoin needs, is it needs big companies and mom-and-pop companies, theater troupes, whoever, to come on board here. The integration, however, at Microsoft is only partial. Microsoft did say it will not accept the digital currency as a direct payment method, though a broader integration could take place in the future. So I don't know what that means.
Sounds like it just means that they're using BitPay to instantly convert
You can only use Bitcoin, they say, to add money to your Microsoft account and then purchase digital goods at select Microsoft online stores. You can't use Bitcoin to purchase Microsoft products and services directly. I see. The page also contains instructions for adding Bitcoin to user accounts. So
that doesn't. Still the same thing.
Looks like you can add up to $1,000 in a single day with a $5,000 maximum in place at this time. Still, that's
effectively
huge
the
news.
Same, yeah.
It is effectively the same because you're essentially loading your account with Bitcoin. They're translating that, I would imagine, into dollars at that moment. And so you lose the Bitcoin, you get dollars in your Microsoft account, and you can buy stuff, which is cool.
Yep. Wikipedia for a long while wouldn't take Bitcoins because they were afraid of them.
And they finally did.
But they're taking them now.
Although, I have to say, it's not exactly on the front page. If you've seen their, at least the last time I looked, they were doing one of their fundraisers, and like, all right, where's Bitcoin?
Yeah.
And you have to, like, click a small link that says other options, and it's at the very bottom of that list. So,
there were some,
like, they're begrudgingly accepting it.
I hate to sort of give myself away unmitigated, that's not the right word, Reddit reader, but I remember a guy talking about Wikipedia. Wikipedia, their initial reaction to the question, will you take Bitcoin, was so dismissive that it created a lot of ill will over there.
Because
they were afraid, and
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, people are afraid of new things, but if you've got enough customers banging at your door saying, hey, we want to give you this money in this form, then you'd be stupid not to take it.
And with BitPay, you can always just get it immediately in dollars anyway.
As I understand it, yeah. I mean, I've never actually exercised that option with them, so I don't know. I mean, I've got accounts at both BitPay and Coinbase, and for our new listeners, Bitcoin, we haven't even mentioned this, Bitcoin's a decentralized currency. It is not issued by any bank or government. And it's a digital currency, and it's sort of the currency equivalent of file sharing networks in that it's peer-to-peer, so there's no central, there's no server that is in charge of the entire thing. There's computers all across the globe running
it's the most credible, legitimate money of the internet that there is yet.
Yeah, and they're currently one Bitcoin's worth around, last I looked, like 300-something, 350, 370, somewhere in that range. And
I never would have thought it would drop as low as it has. To 350.
It's
I never
a buying opportunity.
Oh, sure. And it's been incredibly normal, stable for the
for a few months.
Yeah.
At around that price point. Now, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe it'll go down. But it seems like it's more likely to go up over time. That's my, you know, prediction, which may not be worth a hill of beans. But the idea being that if companies are using it, Bitcoin will be worth something, so it's unlikely to go to zero.
Because I think it's got so much cultural cachet, just that the cultural cachet alone and the scarcity of it will keep it alive and strong.
So in a less kind of technical or less bit of technical news about Bitcoin, because Microsoft's more of like a tech-end kind of company, although they certainly market to a general audience, there's actually a company that you wouldn't think would get into Bitcoin. Like, it makes sense with Microsoft or Dell Computers or, you know, Newegg or some sort of computer company. It makes sense that a computer company is going to jump into Bitcoin. But I didn't think I'd see a magazine publisher do it. This is the news that is fresh off the presses as of today from dealbook.newyorktimes.com or nytimes.com. A large magazine publisher is trying to stay on the digital cutting edge. On Tuesday, Time Incorporated announced it would accept payments in Bitcoin for certain subscriptions. Like many companies that have started accepting Bitcoin, Time Incorporated has teamed up with Coinbase. So again, that's the competitor to BitPay, a popular Bitcoin wallet to process transactions. Now, calling Coinbase a Bitcoin wallet isn't exactly accurate. Coinbase is like a merchant services provider. Yeah, you as an individual can go open up a Bitcoin wallet with Coinbase. You can do that with them. But what they're really known for is providing merchant solutions to companies like Overstock.com or other companies that are looking to integrate accepting Bitcoin payments into their systems. So that a sort of a dying animal, right? Like the magazine business. Their magazine companies are going out of business left and right. They're cutting back on the amount of printing that they do. They're trying to cut costs in as many different ways as possible because as technology marches onward and all more of us have these smartphones in our pockets and purses and such, it becomes less, there's less demand.
That's probably exactly why someone like Time is doing that, because they have a reputation with Ian Freeman that they have to conquer. They have a reputation as being old and tired.
Well, unfortunately, it's not so much me. I don't subscribe to any magazines, so it's not likely that I'm going to begin subscribing to a magazine. But I think it's pretty exciting that they've actually caught that level of innovation for such an old company. 855, 453, more come up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And we've got Skype. Our Skype username's lrn.fm. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. And they encrypt your online data. Why is that valuable? Well, because right now, as you're surfing about on the internet, whether you're on your smartphone or you're on your laptop or a home computer, your internet service provider is probably saving all of the sites that you visit, all the search history, everything you enter into, you know, a form. They could be saving that information. So you could stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Unless, of course, you know, you're going to secure sites, they can't save that information, but they can still save the URLs that you're visiting. They can save all the Google searches that you enter, that kind of thing. So you can put a stop to that, and you can also get around regional blocks on websites with ProXPN, with their premium account. You can get the ability to privately torrent. You can access servers of theirs all around the world. And also, you get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account. But you can start with a free account right now at proxpn.com/FTL and get a taste of the services that they offer. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in 50% off the price of their annual account. That breaks the price down to just under $5 a month for some amazing privacy protections. ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Their software, it's free to download. It's there for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's actually not very difficult at all to get going with Linux. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and again, use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We're talking about some of the exciting news in the Bitcoin universe, and I just think it's great news when these big companies come on board to begin accepting Bitcoin. It means they see enough value in this alternative currency, this amazing decentralized digital currency not created by any bank or government that's spreading all around the world. They see enough value in this that they're going to spend the time, the effort, and the money, you know, because like Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, the CEO over there, he had a team of programmers who had to work on this project for quite a while. You know, it took like a solid week of effort on their part to change their website around to where Bitcoin is an option. That takes professionals to be able to go in there and make whatever code changes are necessary to begin accepting this. So there's an investment that, of time that you have to put in as a business owner, whether you're Johnny Ray putting together a play, your very first play, you're directing a play for the first time.
I figured I was just going to put my smartphone up on a music stand or something and walk away.
For you, it wouldn't be too as complicated as Microsoft or, in this case now, Time Magazine, or the company behind Time Incorporated. As you know, as it would be for them, you don't have to deal with website payments or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if you just want to leave your cell phone and walk away from it. I know that New Hampshire people tend to be fairly trustworthy, and there's good folks up here. You could probably get away with it. But also, it helps to have somebody there operating it. That way, you can walk someone through the process. Maybe they're relatively new with Bitcoin, or they've got some questions about it. To some extent, when you're accepting Bitcoin, you're also kind of performing an outreach task, or at least you should, because your customers are going to have questions about it. You know, if somebody comes up and asks you, hey, I see this, you got a Bitcoin accepted here sticker out on the front of your door if you're operating a retail location, it's inevitable somebody's going to walk through that door and they're going to ask you questions about Bitcoin. So early adopters of Bitcoin are also going to have to be people who, to some extent, are evangelizing for it. So if you're a business owner and you're accepting Bitcoin, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have some kind of a flyer, maybe right there on the counter or behind the counter, that you could hand to somebody who asks you questions about Bitcoin. Because certainly, you know, if you're busy with customers, you're not going to have time to get into the nitty-gritty details of how to accept payments or where to go to cash out and all the questions that somebody might inevitably ask about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's a story from the New York Times that Time Incorporated is now accepting Bitcoin for some of their magazines. Apparently not all of them. That's what they're calling a pilot program. It'll give Bitcoin users a seamless and simple way to purchase subscriptions. This according to their executive vice president for consumer marketing at Time Incorporated, Lynn Biggar. She says, "We hope to expand our partnership with Coinbase in the coming months to create more opportunities to provide greater value to our customers." Now, there was news that came out, I think, just today or yesterday about Overstock. Overstock was the first billion-dollar company to begin accepting Bitcoin for payments. And this happened about a year ago. It seemed like it was January when they plugged that in. Or
they had like they had like a half million in sales on the first day or the first week.
I think it was like 200,000 pretty much right out the gate.
Okay.
I don't know if that was the first day or first couple of days, but it was decent. And the owner of Overstock was very satisfied with that. I guess they projected $20 million in Bitcoin sales and only got $3 million in the first year. So I don't know if it's disappointing to them or if it's something that still is pleasing, because from what he was saying when we talked to him on, he was actually at Pork Fest this year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly event put on by the Free State Project. So we interviewed Patrick Byrne, and one of the things he pointed out was that there were a lot of new customers that came on board because of the Bitcoin thing. And I don't know how many of those new customers have come back to make a second purchase. That would be an important question to answer. But the fact that they got new purchases means that it was probably worth it. You know, they had to pay some money to integrate the system, but now it's there. People can use it. And if it's resulting in new customers coming through the door, then that was worth the effort.
Yeah, new customers spending dollars, but new customers nonetheless, regular customers.
Now, will Time Incorporated see an increase in business from this? Because magazines need as much business as they can possibly get their hands on, considering that's pretty tough to run a print business these days, especially the magazine business. Daily papers and magazines are having the most difficult time in the print world, from what I understand.
I found that for me, speaking about Bitcoin and spending them, I spent them and I wanted to spend them more as the price was rising, you know, which is contrary to what your Keynesian will tell you. They'll tell you that a guy who sees the price rising will refuse to spend and hold on to his money. But my behavior was the opposite.
Why?
It was just because it was almost like I wasn't spending money at all. My worth was growing every day, but I was taking money, but I was still dipping into that and pulling out, but the value of it was increasing, the perceived value.
Now, you could have decided to wait. I mean, you could have decided to hold off. I guess there's also, you were probably aware that there was a chance it could go back down, right? So that could be an incentive to spend. If it's going up as it has, as high as like $1,100 in value, this was actually probably about a year ago. Probably about maybe November of 2013. I think it hit around $1,100.
Yes, late November.
And so you could be betting that eventually, it's going to go down eventually. Might as well spend it now in case it goes back down. That could be a motivator.
Right. It did drop down to 800, then 600, and I was spending all along. But now it's down to, it's partly because of my personal circumstances for sure, but I don't want to spend at 350 because I know that I can spend later at more, and 350 is too low.
You hope you can, at least. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number tonight, whether it's Bitcoin or other stuff. We got interesting news from the war on drugs coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking Bitcoin to start the show out tonight. For those of you who are maybe new to Free Talk Live, you may be new to Bitcoin because it's not penetrated all of the marketplace yet. In fact, it'd be interesting to see what percentage of people are aware of Bitcoin. I know that several months ago, there were quite a few people who had not even heard of Bitcoin.
I remember Mark throughout 2013.
You've got your mouthful, Johnny Ray. Shame on you. I can tell.
I apologize.
You've got a mouthful of lemon heads. Tisk, tisk. I'm just going to not talk to you until you can finish that. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We'll talk more about Bitcoin here in a moment. By the way, I want to let you know that
Mark said 2014 was going to be the year of the Bitcoin, and he could not be more wrong.
Well, what do you mean by that? How
Bitcoin,
does one determine
Bitcoin,
that?
It was just too quiet, Ian.
How does one determine if it is the year of the Bitcoin?
I just give it a smell. I just give it a smell.
You'll know it when
I
you
smell the year a little bit, and it is not the year of the Bitcoin.
Acapulco. Mark's going down to Acapulco. Why am I not going? Well, I don't have a passport. And things get a little bit complicated. They could get a little bit complicated. You are being very irresponsible tonight, I must say.
Apologies.
Hold off, Johnny Ray. Just hold. I know they're good. I know they're lemony and delicious and tasty. I'm just going to ask you to hold off.
All right.
All right, so Acapulco, it's happening. Anarcopulco is actually happening in Acapulco, Mexico. Jeff Berwick, you may know him as the Dollar Vigilante. He's billing Acapulco as a liberty destination. And Mark wants to find out for himself. He's going down to the event that is happening in February, actually, February 27th through March 1st. There can be lots of great Liberty names there. Jeff Berwick himself, of course, Angel Clark, Roger Veer, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He'll be in attendance. Cody Wilson, Nima Vidati, Objectivist Girl, Luke Radowski, Dana Martin, Ernie Hancock. These are some of the names who will be in attendance. And you could be as well. By the way, tickets for the event, less than $100 if you register before Christmas. Hotel prices are reasonable, and there are workshops going to be held all week long, but the action really heats up on the weekend. February 27th through March 1st, Mark will be attending the Unschooling Workshop and will also be there for the weekend. So go take a look at the schedule and see if you're interested in attending Anarchapulco. And you can go to anarchapulco.com. That's Anarchapulco, the new liberty destination, anarchapulco.com. So, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Bitcoin being accepted by major companies, Microsoft, Time Incorporated. They're now accepting Bitcoin for magazine subscriptions, which is like melding the old world with the new world, the old world of print. These publications that are dying off one by one, it seems. Amazing that they're still in business, and I wonder if we'll even have magazines in 10 years. I mean, I still have a warm place in my heart for these things. I just, you know, I don't subscribe to a magazine, and the last magazine I subscribed to was Reason Magazine, and I never read the thing. You know, I would, like, glance at it and...
I think that print is here to stay pretty much. Yeah.
Why?
I just think there's a minimum market for that experience.
The experience of holding a piece of paper with words on it.
Holding something, yeah, solid. And it's just the fact is that before the internet, all of our information was delivered that way. Now there's, of course, a varied way to get your information. But the experience of reading a book is enjoyable, as you and I both know.
Well, now, Johnny Ray, I mean, isn't it possible that you're just old-fashioned? I mean, you and I, we're in our 30s. We're technically not millennials. How old are you, Johnny Ray?
37.
Okay, so you're slightly older than me.
Certainly not a millennial.
34. I'm kind of on the border. Like
Generation Xer. I'm a proud Generation Xer.
And you're solidly a Generation X. I'm kind of borderline. You know, I don't know if there's a real hard and firm cutoff date. I was just reading today an article about different generations, and 1980 is generally considered kind of the end of Gen X, but that the end can kind of float. It can float in a couple of years in either direction from 1980, so I'm kind of on that border zone.
Yeah.
And so isn't it possible we're just old-fashioned, Johnny Ray? And
maybe if screens technology gets more paper-like. But
what are you talking about, like the foldable LCD kind of things?
Or? Mostly like staring at a screen shining in your eyes over a long period of time hurts. It hurts the backs of my eyeballs.
Yeah.
And books don't shine light in my eyes.
Well, isn't that why the Amazon Kindle has no light, no backlight or something?
Probably.
Or I guess there's a version of it, or you can turn off the backlight. And if there's no backlight on, then they've made it sort of to where it, from what I understand, it mimics the feel or the look of a printed page.
I am not conversant with the state of the art.
I've never seen it personally. I've just read about it. I've seen pictures of it. I don't know if that's a different feeling than actually seeing it, you know, in real life.
That seems like a problem that is eminently solvable.
To get rid of the light problem that you're talking about?
Yes.
Kind of the fatigue, I guess?
Yeah.
That comes with that?
Yeah.
So I think it's that maybe Johnny Ray, it may be that you and I are just kind of old fashioned here. Like, cause I know where you're coming from. Like a magazine, there's not really anything in a magazine that I care enough about. I don't go to online versions of magazines, and I don't go to, you know, to read the physical versions of them. But, The Onion, I did subscribe to The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would probably be the most recent thing to which I have subscribed that is a print item, something that you can hold in your hand. But The Onion stopped doing that.
That's right, they did. And those onions, reading The Onion on paper was a joy.
I loved it, and I would still love it. If I could subscribe to The Onion, because there still are, from what I understand, some of the local printed versions of The Onion, like in New York City or Chicago, D.C., some of the bigger cities. I think Austin even has it. But some cities have The Onion available in print in like a newsstand kind of format. You go and you, you know, pull down the door and you grab the Onion and
wonderful
walk away, which is a cool experience. You can't get that in most places. You have to be in certain cities. But what happened, I think it was like a solid year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, the Onion decided they were going to halt all printing operations, focus only on their web stuff, but that they would still allow for partnerships with major companies who have printing their own printer operations in different cities. So the Chicago Tribune, for instance, I think is one of them that does it. They can print their own Onion. You know, they can. They have like a sales team that can sell advertisements for local stuff that's happening in Chicago. They can write articles, sort of. They can hire an Onion writer to write about Chicago things, so they can sort of customize it to their local area.
Yeah, yeah. I guess for having, you know, a relatively small audience that was spread all across the country was very expensive to service.
Well, right. So when I was a mail by mail subscriber, right? So they would send me the Onion in the mail, and they stopped offering that service. If like the Chicago Tribune or whoever it is that's doing the local stuff would offer a mailing service, I'd pay for it because it's nice to have the Onion sitting next to the toilet, mm-hmm. you know, that, which is where I would keep it, because the only time I would ever actually read anything is when it was by the toilet. So I think that we might be a little old-fashioned, Johnny. Right? It would be interesting to hear the opinions of millennials as to whether or not they have any value whatsoever for a printed book, a magazine, or a newspaper. I'd be fascinated to get the opinions of millennials on this, because I suspect they would shift away from that desire. There may be some kind of old-fashioned millennials who were really raised in a household that had an appreciation for things like newspapers and that sort of thing. But
wait, are millennials in the stories that we're talking about, time, or are you just appealing to a hot demo?
I don't know. They're not mentioning millennials in here, okay. If that's what you're wondering. No, this is just kind of a generic business story about how time's accepting Bitcoin,
uh-huh.
Which okay. is cool. I just find myself wondering, you know, is it really going to affect things for them? I hope it does. I mean, I don't want to see the companies go out of business. It's just that's what's happening. Magazine printers are having a real tough time. The companies that are doing the printing, you know, they're not seeing as much business. So, like, the major print house that Time would hire to do the printing for them and shipping them out and all that, they're not getting as much business. Their business is down. They're probably laying people off.
Yeah, I guess the whole infrastructure, the whole industry yeah. and everything related is
it's hurting.
Revolutionizing itself or has to live.
Well, that's the thing. These old companies, you know, like the New York Times, their way of revolutionizing is to just cut costs. They're not revolutionizing anything, but for Time to accept Bitcoin shows the ability to innovate, and it may be, is it too little too late? It's Free Talk Live.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And it is the gift-giving season, and it's not too late to take care of your gift purchasing that you might be considering. Consider, for especially for the younger people in your family, In Freedom's Cause. It is an audio theater piece. Now, Johnny Ray, you do actual theater pieces. You perform on stage. Are you familiar at all with audio theater in that world?
Sure. Yeah, radio theater.
Yeah.
I love it.
You don't hear it very often these days, though.
No, you're right. You hear music or news.
Music or talk radio.
My mom grew up listening to The Goon Show on BBC.
Is that radio theater?
Yep, radio theater. Have Peter Sellers. And Phil Hendry is the greatest radio theater mind, I think, that has ever been on the radio.
So you can get, now this isn't on the radio, it's audio theater, it's CDs. You get a couple CDs, it's over 2 hours in length. This is, you know, feature length, basically, and it's actually got some actors you might recognize from movies and TV, like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Braveheart. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it is the story of William Wallace, one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. It's like Braveheart, but historically accurate. Children in your life will love it. It has a study guide, and it's a crash course in the struggle for freedom. Go to infreedomscause.com, and you can get a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get the family four-pack of CDs for half price. So great way to give multiple kids in your family a gift that has a freedom theme to it. Infreedomscause.com. Coupon code is FTL. That's infreedomscause.com. By the way, the production level is very, very good. Not only do they have good actors, but the Foley, that is the sound effects, are excellent. And the soundtrack itself, the score, was created just for In Freedom's Cause. So it's very original. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. So toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about an innovator in an unlikely place, Time Incorporated, the same company that publishes Fortune magazine as well as People magazine, Sports Illustrated. These are some big names in the magazine world, and they're now accepting Bitcoin for some of their subscriptions. So you can pay with Bitcoin for Fortune, Health, and this old house and Travel and Leisure magazines. You cannot pay with Bitcoin for People, Sports Illustrated, and Food and Wine.
And those four magazines all seem like magazines targeted at the middle-aged and older.
Isn't that interesting?
It's fascinating.
Many companies have been allowing users to transact with Bitcoin that have been rooted in technology. This is according to the New York Times, who ironically is laying off 100 of their staffers apparently this week, including Overstock, Dell, and Expedia. Time's decision is a sign that even once traditional businesses are now seeing opportunity in Bitcoin. Digital currency, for instance, would give consumers a faster way to pay for subscriptions. Bitcoin transactions also cost merchants less than credit card payments in processing fees. If you think about it, that makes sense for a company, especially a company that's having a tough time. I'm presuming they're having a tough time because most magazine companies are either, you know, losing money or they're going out of business, it seems like. So I'm jumping to the conclusion that Time Magazine is suffering from the same problems that the entire magazine industry and the print business is. And if you are having trouble meeting, you know, making ends meet as a business owner, then it makes sense to start accepting business or Bitcoin because you don't have to pay out 3% of every transaction to, you know, the credit card networks.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody spends $100 on a magazine subscription with their credit card, the company's only taken $97 out of that. You know, 3%'s going to the, it's going to the credit card company, and you know, you start adding that 3% up over 100,000 subscribers, and you're talking about some money. You know, you might be able to hire another staffer or cut costs somewhere if you actually started taking in Bitcoin payments, where 0 to 1% is going to, you know, the overhead costs. So that adds up.
Sure, sure. Now, Ian, if you mentioned this before, I apologize, but do you subscribe to any news? To any online news sources?
No, I do not.
No, nor do I. But I find paywalls, that seems to be what, like, the New York Times is doing, and some of the giants of the print days are putting up paywalls on their websites. I have no patience for that because it's information is free everywhere else.
Well, we're spoiled with that, Johnny Ray, and the people that are behind the New York Times and Rupert Murdoch, who's of course the owner of a lot of major media out there, they really want you to go through the paywall process. But of course, as you pointed out, you can usually acquire the same information from elsewhere on the internet. Why would you want to pay for the New York Times variant of that information?
Just like goblin juice. They don't. You drink the goblin juice, you don't have to buy a Halloween costume, but they don't want you to know about the goblin juice.
Brian Armstrong, the chief executive and co-founder of Coinbase, said in a statement, quote, "For a major publisher like Time to embrace Bitcoin sends an important message to both its readers and to the broader media community." In a separate post, Coinbase said that Time Incorporated's decision to accept Bitcoin would help the publishing industry understand and explore new business models that can be enabled with Bitcoin, including micropayments. The idea is that consumers could one day pay for individual articles or videos with Bitcoin. Now, the idea there with the micropayments is that you can't do a micropayment with credit cards. And the reason for that is, you know, again, there's that percentage, not just the percentage that gets taken out, but usually on every credit card transaction, there's a per transaction fee or there's a batch fee or something like that. So in a lot of cases, you're looking at a 10 cent minimum fee on every credit card transaction. So 10 cents plus the 3% is, in a lot of cases, what you're dealing with. And if you want to make some sort of micropayment deal where you pay 5 cents for an article, no credit card company is going to want to process that transaction because they can't make any money off of it.
Right.
With Bitcoin, you could actually do something like that. But then again, who really wants to spend the time to dig into their Bitcoin wallet to send a 5 cents worth of Bitcoin transaction to get access to an article? I still don't know how popular that idea would be, but it's out there. You know, some people think that it's a good idea.
There's somebody for whatever reason might need to have some kind of serial donation thing, and they set up their own automated thing that does it, that, you know, a program that sends out these tiny transactions en masse.
That makes it
and
easy.
They would still need something, but they still needed to accomplish that particular mission.
Time Incorporated, which says it reaches 130 million consumers each month, has been criticized for holding on too strongly to its past, and accepting Bitcoin may be part of the company's attempt to be seen as hipper and younger. Although Bitcoin will probably not solve the magazine industry's wider problems, including declining subscriptions and sliding revenue, Time Incorporated's decision is obviously already generating publicity. So good for them. I really do hope that it works out for them. And again, this article is being featured in the New York Times, which is right now in the news yet again for more cost-cutting measures, which is what we're seeing out of these old dinosaur companies. They don't know how to deal with the new world. They're not a new world company. They're not, you know, they were founded 100-plus years ago in a lot of these cases. A lot of these old print companies go back for, you know, from before the 1900. And I know that here in New Hampshire, or here in Keene, where we're doing the show from, the newspaper was founded in the 1700s, if I'm not mistaken. So it's hard for older companies to really see the vision of what's on the horizon and be quick to embrace it. And so what you end up seeing instead is cost cutting, where, okay, we're spending too much money. We've got to bring our costs down. Let's take an axe to the newsroom or, you know, get rid of these employees as though that's somehow going to result in future success for the company. While it may help tread water for a short period of time, it isn't necessarily going to take the company to the next level, right? Because you're cutting people out. Whoever it would be that would be creating the innovative ideas is probably not working for you now because you might have fired them. Of course, you're also firing people who've been there for a long time. Maybe they'll hire some upstarts, some innovators, some newbies. But usually if somebody comes in with a new idea that threatens the old way of doing things, the people who are at the top who've been there for 40 years or 50 years or whatever, it's hard for them to really absorb those ideas and really embrace them. So that's what we're seeing happening around the print industry.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me a long time ago that often when new CEOs come in and they start firing people left and right, that was always a sign that the stock price was about to rise. And I guess people just need to clean house every now and then. Sometimes it works, I guess sometimes it doesn't.
We've got a lot to talk about here tonight. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. There's an interesting story in the LA Times, and it's not just in the Times, but I'd been hearing about this. Congress has ended the federal government's ban on medical marijuana.
Wanted to add that I ripped off the Goblin Juice from Phil Hendry.
That was a good one. All right, more coming back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, a disturbing decision from the Supreme Court about the police. That's all on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost?
Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.